WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
That's interesting that the city was called Adam. And what it represents is the old nature. They were 17 miles down here in Bethabara, but they got a handle on the trouble and planted themselves in the trouble. With the ark on their shoulder, the presence of God. 17 miles upstream, God shut the water off. And so the influence of Adam stops. Come on, we're talking holiness here. We're not talking about what you wear. We're talking about how is it developed in us when you can stand firm, amen, with the presence, even in the time of trouble. You're not reverting to an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, getting even. I don't get mad, I get even. No, you're there holding. Why? What happens? Adam is cut off. The influence of the fallen nature is cut off. So it's not what you do, it's how you stand. How you stand. Can you stand to be blessed? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. And then we're going to read 18. Well, let's go to verse 125, 1 Corinthians. Well, no, let's go to 18. Well, and these are my notes too. Yeah, that's the apostle. 18, go to verse 18. We'll start there. We'll get this right. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Somebody say foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by foolishness. Somebody say foolishness. Of preaching to save them that believe. Isn't that something? God chose preaching to get folks saved. Think about it a minute. Preaching. For the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them that which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see how you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. Go back to verse 25. We see in the portion of scripture that we just read, we see the word foolishness a lot. Foolishness. Verse 25 says, because the foolishness of God, how many know God's got some foolishness going on? That's what it says right there. Because the foolishness of God. God's got some foolishness going on. Is wiser than men. And then it says, and God is weak. Don't throw nothing at me. And the weakness of God is stronger than man. So there's some foolishness going on, and there's some weakness.
Amen.
And God has designed it that way.
Amen.
Foolishness and weakness. Have you ever thought about that? You see, oftentimes we think that power and demonstration is it. That's first grade.
Amen.
As many as received him, he gave power, exousia, dunamis. As many as received him, don't know a thing, but they received him. They got power. That's the first rung on the ladder. But the devil is kind of tricked and duped to think that that's the goal. Look, somebody tell him, I got power. Now we have to notice something about Jesus' baptism, because we, all of us that are born again, we have a lion. You should have a lion, not a kitty cat, but a lion. I know I got two lions, three lions, four lions, all lions on this first row. Oh, a bunch of lions up here. But you got a lion and you also have a lamb.
Amen.
Right? The lion and the lamb. The issue sometimes is that the lion is roaring when he ought not be roaring. Because they think power is it.
Amen.
If you're a hammer, everything's a nail.
Yeah.
You ain't got but one tool. Everything is a nail.
Amen.
But power is just... At the baptism of Jesus, when Jesus came and John recognized him, he said, behold, the Lion of Judah.
Yeah.
I ain't hearing nothing but the baby over here. He didn't say the Lion of Judah. What did he say?
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, right? And then what happened? God sent the dove.
Amen.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit wasn't going to rest on the lion.
Amen.
It rested on the dove. On the lamb.
Yeah.
This is why people miss it. The Holy Spirit rests on the lamb nature.
Amen.
So 90% of our life should be the lamb.
Amen.
When we're dealing with folk, it got to be the lamb.
Amen.
The lion is reserved for the devil. And his angels and the fallen ones in that dimension, that fourth dimension.
Amen.
That's when you unleash the lion. But see, people have been unleashing the lion on folk.
Yeah.
Ah, I'll kill you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Huh? See, God has some foolishness.
Amen.
And some weakness. There's a weakness that comes from God that's stronger than any strength you can ever muster.
Amen.
Think about it a minute. It's weakness from God.
Yes.
And it'll look like weakness in the natural realm.
Amen.
But it's stronger than any strength
Yes.
that humankind can muster.
Amen.
But to the natural eye, it'll look like weakness.
Amen.
People label meekness as weakness. But that really is power under control. Come on, we're talking about the reformation or the reforming of the image.
Amen.
Getting the right image back. The final grace. Again, I mentioned how power is the, at the lowest rung. See there in Colossians. Give me Colossians 1 and where are we at? Colossians 1 and verse 16. And I want to show you the hierarchy or the different rungs in the spirit dimension. Show you that power's at the base. So it's not power that I'm after. I got power. Amen. If I keep gasoline in the tank, I'll be able to start the engine up when I need to. We all have power. Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. There's a order there, and at the base is power.
Amen.
Power simply is exousia, influence. And it's the, listen to me, power is actually the lowest form of authority.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it is.
It's at the bottom. Because when you rise from that, you go next to principalities. You deal with principalities. I won't get into this too much, but they are the what they call arche. And in I think it's Galatians chapter 4, it talks about as long as the heir is a child, he's under governors and tutors. The principalities and dominions are the governors and the tutors. You got power. But as long as you are a child or childish, you got power, but you are under governors and tutors. Principalities and powers, principalities and dominions are over you. Because our goal is the throne.
Amen.
To rule from the throne. That's where a king sits and rules from. Amen? Are we getting this?
Yeah.
I'm just laying foundation right here because there's some foolishness that God wants to talk about.
Amen.
We have to understand the transition from power to the throne.
Amen. Amen.
It's an act of ascension.
Amen.
You read in Revelation at the throne where God actually sits. It says surrounding it is, as it were, a sea of glass.
Amen.
Like crystal.
Yes.
What is that? What does that symbolize? Anybody that's done any, well, you're even on a cruise, you know, if it gets rough out there, you them big old boats, you still can say, hey. Right? But I've been on boats. We did a lot of missions on the sea, not on very, 60-foot shrimp boat was the smallest boat. But if it got rough out there, you knew right away. You had to batten down. But when it was smooth, like not a ripple in the sea. See, around the throne of God is like a sea of glass. Ain't no ripples. So that means to get to the place of authority, you got to have some peace. No rule unless you can first rest.
Yes, yes.
You can get caught up in your emotions all you want. That's what power does to a lot of times. We get in our emotion, but it's temporary stuff.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. please pray for a